WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 7, the temperature is 74. Check at the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria 2818 next to Rally Car Wash and at East William Joe Bryan next to the main post office. I'm Bill Oliver. There are more obstacles for motorists to get around the Twin Cities. The City of Bryan reports for the next 2 weeks, weather permitting, there will be daily lane closures at the intersection of Boonville Road and University. TxDOT reports this week, weather permitting, exit ramps on the freeway will be closed at various times through Wednesday at Harvey and the Fitch exits. If you're driving the construction zone through the FM 2818 and FM 60 area by the airport, Texas A&M Transportation Services has tweeted to watch out the next 2 weeks for big vehicles and construction workers being near passing motorists. With members of College Station Senior Advisory Committee and Parks Recreation Board in the audience, the City Council showed no opposition to converting the city-owned Arts Council building on Dartmouth into a community center focusing on senior activities.
Once the Arts Council vacates that building next year, that we would renovate it and start programming that for community needs, again, with an emphasis on senior program.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says funding would come from a nearly $600,000 gift from the Wanda and Bob Meyer estate. That's combined with $360,000 previously reserved by the city. A federal agency is providing the financing for a nearly $30 million loan to build a 256-unit apartment complex in the new East Bryan-Oakmont subdivision. According to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, the Department of Housing and Urban Development approved a fixed interest loan for the 18-month construction period and subsequent 40-year term. The apartment complex, to be called the Residence at Oakmont, will be built at Boonville and Pendleton. Bryan School Board members scheduled to take action tonight on filling a new central office administrator whose position was created without prior approval less than 3 weeks ago. According to the job posting, the chief of staff for new superintendent Christy Whitbeck will be paid at least $104,000. Board could decide tonight whether to call a special election seeking to raise the property tax rate by 2 cents in order to access nearly $3 million in additional state money. Tomorrow starts a 30-day special session in the Texas legislature where the governor wants action on 20 items. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station on the Infomaniacs knows what he does and doesn't want to have happen in Austin.
You know, we need to go over there and fix things. We don't need to go over there and talk about political ideology and worry about how we look to our constituents for a primary run. We need to go over there and govern, and let's hope this special session we get in that mindset and take care of the things we need to, because this is going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money for 181 of us to go back to business for 30 days to work on these issues.
While there's a movement to remove the current Texas House Speaker, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan does not think Joe Strauss of San Antonio will be stepping down.
And that makes some of the folks here in our district unhappy with me, frankly. I just think that my job is to do what I think the majority of Brazos County residents would like. And probably 90% of Brazos County residents don't know who Joe Strauss is. Right.
Rainey on the Infomaniac says he's proud to support Strauss. WTAW News Time, 8 minutes after 7, the temperature is 74. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Looking for high-speed internet with super-fast download speeds? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Looking for the best TV programming at the best possible price? Call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite at 979-279-2788. Starfire Satellite offers HughesNet and Exceed for high-speed internet with download speeds of up to 25 meg or faster and with unlimited usage. They also offer DirecTV and Dish Network for the best TV watching experience available with packages starting at just $39.99 a month. So if you need high-speed internet or TV programming available everywhere, call the satellite professionals at Starfire Satellite today at 979-279-2788. That's 979-279-2788. Call for details. Some restrictions may apply.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad's in the fall issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and exciting wedding entertainment. Brazos Valley Bride is 148 pages of all things bridal and is also at BrazosValleyBride.com. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@BrianBroadcasting.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Satellite radar this morning showing a little bit of cloudiness, moisture drifting off the Gulf of Mexico into the state. Today we'll see clouds and some sun. There's the chance for a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. Any storms end tonight. We're mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look at the Bombers' win over Texarkana and hear from Coach Trey Porras on the victory. Meanwhile, the Astros claimed another series with a victory over the Twins, but the Rangers weren't quite as fortunate against the Royals. And former Texas running back and Houston Texans rookie Deontay Foreman has been arrested on drug and weapons charges. We'll take a look at all the details coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you go. So as we mentioned last half hour, happy birthday to a couple of things. First, air conditioning, which is pretty good to have.
Very happy birthday to that.
Happy 115th anniversary. It was invented by a Buffalo, New York engineer named Willis Carrier back in 1902. First customer was a printing company in New York, which used to, they used this air conditioning, this cooling thing to prevent the paper from shrinking during the heat waves that they would have in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So then the air conditioners, they were pretty popular. In 1925, they were introduced into movie theaters. Before then, the movie theaters basically closed in the summer.
Yeah.
And so it made it a year-round business as far as they were concerned. And, by then, people decided that'd be pretty neat if we could have that too. So started going into buildings and things like that. And unfortunately, they even brought it to Washington, D.C., because much like the movie theaters in Congress, they just didn't meet in the summertime because it was too dang hot in D.C. But
must have been nice.
Yeah, once they got air conditioning in there, they've been there making trouble for us ever since.
Yeah, why can't they pull it?
Yeah, that'd be a – why don't we do that? Why don't we see if we could cut –
not only in D.C., but in Austin.
Yeah, cut funding for their air conditioning.
There you go. There's a place we can cut some funding.
Might help us out. And the happiest place on earth, Disneyland, opened for business on this date in 1955. So what did it cost to get into Disneyland?
Oh, when it opened?
Yeah. Well, actually, Disneyland was like a lot of other amusement parks then, in that it cost you a dollar to get in, but the rides cost extra after that. And they had category A, B, C, and D. And based on what they were, then, that's the number, like the A ticket got you into 7 rides, the B ticket the 9 rides, the C ticket the 12. And then they had a special ticket for 50 cents to go to other things there.
Ooh.
So that's what it cost, basically. And I don't know what it costs now.
Way more than that.
Yeah. So, a matter of fact, now, what they're saying is the cost based on what people made back then, the 10 cents would equate to 87 cents today, just to let you know.
So it was even cheap back then.
Yeah. But now you get in and all you have to do is pay for your food.
Yeah.
And it's what, like $100?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Unless you get that special ticket where it's the I won't wait ticket or whatever. Then
then it's like $1,000.
Yeah, then it costs even more than that. But the master ceremonies was Art Linkletter. And he has suggested to Walt Disney some other people should be there. Bob Cummings, who was a TV star, and a guy named Ronald Reagan, who was a really good speaker.
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy?
Yeah. So he spoke in 1955. But the deal is that Art Linkletter and Walt Disney were kind of friends. And so they came up with a deal for how Art Linkletter would get paid to do this. He asked for Disneyland's camera and film concessions for the first 10 years. A request that was quickly granted.
Wow.
Yes. In other words, he got money from every camera and every roll of film that was sold for the first 10 years at Disneyland.
Wow. Brilliant.
Yeah. He's a pretty smart guy.
Yeah, he's like, oh, it's going to be a tourist attraction. Yeah. People are going to be taking pictures.
And as a result, so a little Art Linkletter side note for you.
Hmm.
I was starting the Wall Street Journal over the weekend about a deal. I didn't know anything about it, but... apparently is a deal to steal the table tents from Whataburger. The little orange and white table tents.
Yeah, the little triangle things. Yeah.
That's it. As they said in the story, the Texas-based burger chain so loved in the South that the little table tents, the plastic A-framed order numbers that customers get as they wait for their food to be delivered, have become, well, the collector's items. People pilfered them constantly. Athletes go for their jersey numbers. The diehards want a complete set of 1 through 96. misappropriating the orange and white striped Whataburger order numbers as a rite of passage in the Lone Star State. See, now I'm so old that I think they wrote your order down on a bag.
Oh, wow.
At Whataburger when I started going there. And then I think they put your name on it, and then they just call you and you go pick it up.
Well, now they got these little table tents, and you know we're better than that. We can do without stealing them, right, Texas? Come on.
Yeah, and I don't know. Whataburger says it's 815 restaurants in 10 states from Arizona to Florida go through roughly 1.2 million tents a year. Although it doesn't track how many are carried off, some locations, particularly near high schools and colleges.
Oh, imagine that.
Lose numbers so fast they have to order new ones every month, according to the company.
Wow.
They cited Denton County, where police took notice several months ago after spotting piles of little tents in the cars during traffic stops. So the area's chief of police made the drivers, mostly teens and young adults, return the tents to the Whataburger at Crossroads in Texas, which is 40 miles north of Dallas. He said, it's a piece of plastic. It's not yours. Take it back. Now, Whataburger, for their part, was not behind the police crackdown. Their spokesperson said, hey, it's advertising as far as we're concerned.
That's
so they don't make a deal about it. Wasn't until 2004 when Whataburger redesigned the tents to mimic what their restaurants look like with the orange stripe roofs that it started to become a problem. They say the tents cost the company about 25 cents each. Spotting Whataburger numbers in the wild is a bit of a tradition. Story of a news crew in Houston in March, reportedly catching the table tents being used as evidence markers at a murder scene.
Beautiful.
The spokesperson for the Houston Police Department said, in a pinch, they will utilize whatever they have to and whatever they can get their hands on. But he said that the Whataburger tents as evidence flags is not really the best practice.
Right.
Yeah.
But not
a
bad marketing idea.
I think it's great.
Yeah.
The burger chain started to capitalize on the popularity 3 years ago, issuing a commemorative table tent for graduating classes, the 2017 version, on sale at their website for $6.99. But the diehardest of diehards would be a guy named Blake Miller, who's 23, showed up at a tattoo parlor in San Antonio last year to get a Whataburger-themed tat on his arm.
There you go.
He settled on putting his area code, the one for Corpus Christi, where Whataburger originated. So he's got a table tent 361 tattooed to his arm.
Just like you like it.
Oh, man. Here's kids for you, though. You know, the police found all those table tents in somebody's car in a pile. So they're important to you, but not important enough to not throw in your car in a pile on the floor.
Yeah, what are you going to do with them? Okay, once you got them, and they had stories of people who had them stashed away in their closets, and they've kept them there.
If you want to put them on a shelf or something to display, that's one thing. You're a collector. You're doing it on purpose. These are just kids going, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
I've already got 3 15s, but I'm going to take another one anyway.
Hey.
Morning, guys. Scott, you remember when A&W Root Beer was here, everybody used to try to steal the trays?
Yes.
And then, you know, Sonic later, they would steal the trays from Sonic, which, you know, I heard, I don't know, but I heard that's what they would, you know, help roll their marijuana with and stuff on a steel tray. I just heard. I don't know for sure.
I've never heard that, but okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate that. No, you're right. The A&W, which was it was right about where it was across from the Applebee's, basically. Okay, so that's where it was on Texas Avenue. And, of course, that was a big deal in College Station at the time because, you know, you'd cruise A&W. That's what you used to do. And so
get your right. Papa Bear or your Mama Bear.
That's right, the burgers and the baby burgers and all that all that kind
still
of
have
stuff.
A mug or two, I think, from
do you?
Way back.
Well,
yeah.
You know, and they used to have, the little bitty mugs for the kids, too. Mm-hmm. All right, your guilty pleasure report this morning. No winners in Friday night or Saturday night for the lottery. So the Mega Millions are now $232 million. And Powerball will be $187 million. So
pretty
just,
good.
Just letting you know if you want to go ahead and become independently wealthy. Speaking of independently wealthy, Elon Musk, did you hear what he said?
No.
Artificial intelligence is society's biggest risk.
Uh-oh.
Artificial intelligence. And that, I mean, that's an interesting situation because, again, as we talk about the big guys like Google and Amazon and Alphabet, kind of, or Alphabet rather than Google, taking things over without any kind of really government intervention. I mean, they continue to expand and explode in all sorts of ways, and they're all working on virtual reality and artificial intelligence.
Oh, yeah.
So when they get to the point where the computers are smarter than we are, we're gonna know that?
We're in big trouble.
I'm just saying. In the meantime, there.
It'll be a Saturday night show on some network.
All right, have we heard of tardigrades? Do you know what tardigrades are?
Oh, yeah, the water bear, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Bill, have you heard of these things?
No, sir.
I did. Now, when did you hear about tardigrades?
Me? It's been a couple of years, I think. I saw, you know, they kind of made a little bit of a social media phenomenon
All
where
right.
people were just posting about them because they're cute.
Well, Live Science has talked about this over the weekend. All right, first of all, they basically look like, as they say, a tiny intestine with an aardvark snout, okay? And they are really, really, really small, like 1 millimeter, okay? Or four hundredths of an inch.
Yeah, you can't even see them.
But here's the deal. Live Science says they can survive in almost any kind of environment. They can go 30 years without eating, okay? They can be boiled, frozen, squashed under intense pressure, exposed to vacuum and radiation of space without any problems at all. They basically are indestructible.
They live forever.
Yes. In fact, researchers from Harvard and Oxford universities, wow, so it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
Found that while a supernova or a large asteroid impact would cause a catastrophic loss of people, tardigrades would be completely unaffected. So they basically can live forever.
Yeah.
Just saying. And again, I hadn't heard of them until this morning.
So Combine that with artificial intelligence?
Yeah, there you go. So what do they need us for, right?
Right.
We just happen to be here.
Tardigrades are going to take over the world.
Now, here you are. This is something that could work. A mall in China has introduced husband storage facilities for wives to leave their spouses while they shop.
I heard about this morning.
The mall has erected a number of glass pods for wives to leave any disgruntled husbands who don't want to be dragged around inside the mall. Inside the individual pods is a chair, a monitor, a computer, and a game pad. And men can sit there and play retro games from the 1990s while their wives out spending their money.
See, that's so that's so divisive with the way they call us disgruntled husbands or whatever.
Yeah.
Those who are married there, you know, what if they're gruntled? What if they're fully gruntled? And they just want to play video games instead of shop.
I'm
going
to go do that. I'd be much happier for both of us if my day's not going to be spoiled if I don't have to be drug around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually, just in stores they have chairs, and so maybe that's where they're going with that. By the way, just while we're talking about malls for a second. A story yesterday about apparently the Galleria in Houston has redone one wing into a luxury-type mall. As one person said, it's kind of like a tollway. It's not nearly as busy in there because the prices are so expensive. But they're talking about, I think, Simon Properties is the name of the company. They have put $1 billion into this development.
Wow.
And the deal is because we talk about how malls are if not dead, then dying.
Yeah.
And how malls are having to be repurposed into a whole lot of other things where the retail ends up maybe being the front 10% and the rest of it ends up being call centers in Florida. That's a big deal there. Churches and things like that, repurposing the properties that way. But Simon is a company that, again, owns some upscale properties. They mentioned that I think the Galleria is maybe the fourth busiest mall that they own in America. So a lot of people go there, but because they – and they, what they've also done is they've added restaurants. They've added four new restaurants there, and they're going to add another couple before the
end
of the
year. I've been in their food court area. It's spectacular.
Well, and what they're doing is by doing that, that's the way it's changed, because in the beginning when the Galleria opened, there weren't that many – food places to eat, and the ones that they had were so they're trying to move upscale as far as that's concerned.
Mm-hmm.
Still doesn't help with what, you know, level you park your car on and things like that, but from that standpoint, so it they're kind of cutting across the grain as to what's happening across the nation, at least in the gallery in Houston, where they're going upscale.
Well, right. That's why I think it's kind of funny. I always kind of thought of the Galleria as an upscale mall compared to the regular mall.
Well, they named a couple of things in the article I'd never heard of. There's Ted Baker. I've never heard of that. That's some apparently really expensive London clothier. But that's what they're saying. And
Ted, not Theodore?
Yeah, no, yeah. Well, they're casual, the Brits being that way.
How upscale can they be?
Yeah.
If you're looking for a way to truly help children in need, become a CASA volunteer. CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocate. It means that you'll represent the best interest of a child in need in court. You'll work with attorneys and social workers to make sure that child is safe in the foster care system. You won't be a foster parent, but you will be a voice making a real difference at a critical turning point in his or her life. Because every child deserves a chance, and that chance is you. Volunteer today at becomeacasa.org.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
726, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, and got some weather sponsored by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. More of the same, temps will be in the 90s today. It's the heat index we got to deal with, though, because that's what you're dealing with when you're outside. Look for a high temperature, air-wise, about 94 or so, which is not quite as warm, but the heat index will still be up 102 to 106. Tonight, looking at a low of probably 75 degrees. 40% chance of showers tomorrow is what they're telling us, and the temps will continue to rise as we move through the week to 96 or 97 and such, and the heat indices going right along with them. Lows each night, again, in the middle 70s. Right now, we have calm winds, 94% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 75.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Well, just when we thought investigative journalism was dead, the Washington Post brings us back to the Woodward and Bernstein glory days. This is sure to shake up Washington. It is a full-fledged hold-the-presses scandal. Headline, Big Candy Lobbying the Trump Administration. It's also holding events at Trump hotels. Really? Big Candy? My friends, there's no doubt about the veracity of this report. It's not fake news. Last week, candy makers from all over America held a conference at Trump's Doral property in South Florida near Miami. On the schedule, a lobbying strategy session in the Ivanka Trump Ballroom. Even worse, a dessert networking event inside the Donald J. Trump Grand Patio. Now, this may seem all sweetness and light on the outside, but on the inside, the candy corruption just oozes. In between meetings, these candy makers, part of the National Confectioners Association, allowed attendees to play golf on Trump golf courses and enjoy massages at a Trump spa. And that's not all. The association also booked space at the Trump International Hotel in Washington for next year, right down the street from the Trump White House. Scandalous. Worse than Watergate. It breaks the emolument clause of the Constitution somehow. Now, you can bet that even now, Democrats are writing articles of impeachment. President Trump has seduced the candy man. Sammy Davis Jr., this cannot stand. It's got a racial component to boot.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, hey, if you are just protecting your identity by monitoring your credit card, your checking account, your bank statements, you could miss some forms of identity theft, like your information being for sale on the dark web, or somebody stealing from your 401k accounts. It's a good thing there's LifeLock. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a wide range of identity threats. If you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based identity restoration specialists will work to fix it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but nobody's better at this than LifeLock. Act now, folks. Get the added protection of Norton Security free for the first year when you bundle LifeLock and Norton memberships. For a limited time, you'll also get a special 15% discount off the first year of your LifeLock membership. Call 800-440-4833 or go to LifeLock.com and use the promo code RUSH15. Rush 15 to save 15%. Terms apply.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time, 29 minutes from 8, the temperature is 75. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station City Council members showed no opposition to applying an estate gift or nearly $600,000 towards turning the current Arts Council building, which is owned by the city, into a community center focusing on senior activities.
This fund was established in fiscal 14 after Bob Meyer passed away, and his wife had passed away previously to that. But he generously gave a portion of his estate to the city of College Station, but it had a caveat that the funds would be restricted for the benefit of programs for senior citizens.
Parks and Recreation Director David Schmidt says the estate gift to be combined with city funding of more than $360,000 to renovate the building on Dartmouth after the Arts Council leaves next year. The recommendation followed meetings of the city's Parks and Rec Board and the Senior Advisory Committee. The Bryan School Board is again scheduled to meet behind closed doors to discuss whether to call a special election, asking voters to raise the property tax rate by 2 cents in order to access nearly $3 million in additional state money. Tonight's agenda also includes deciding whether to hire another central office administrator. New Superintendent Christy Whitbeck wants a chief of staff, according to the job posting, to assist her in the direction and coordination of her goals and district policies. Board members have not previously approved or publicly discussed the position, which has a minimum salary of $104,000. Board's also being asked to approve pay raises between 2.5% and 3% for teachers and non-certified employees. Among the questions entering tomorrow's start of the Texas Legislature special session is where the money's coming from to fund the governor's call for teacher pay raises.
How we go about all that is just going to be a mystery until we see what the proposed legislation does.
State Representative John Rainey of Bryan on the Infomaniac says the state has pushed more of the burden of school funding onto local school districts.
I don't know whether we could say, okay, we're going to give you a pay raise and it's going to come out of other costs from the district, and that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It may be fine on some districts and some small districts. It may be a big chore for them to take cut administrative costs. I don't know. And that's what happens when you start getting into the business of local government, and I'm concerned about that.
K through 12 education also important to Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station, whose district includes 32 districts. on the Infomaniacs, Cassell, talking about proposals to increase pensions for retired teachers.
You know, the system has been broken. We made it actuarially sound and put $700 million in it last session, and we knew coming to this session we're going to have a hole. But you go back a few sessions, and, you know, the premiums have been frozen for about 12 years, and, you know, you don't have less teachers retiring, you have more teachers retiring. I mean, you're almost getting in that same situation with the pension plans in Houston and Dallas, and we've got to find a way to fix it structurally. You know, everything that Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker are talking about, fix the problem for the next 2 years.
The governor is scheduled to visit Wednesday on the Infomaniacs, wants teachers to receive a $1,000 pay raise. Developers of East Bryan's new Oakmont community have received federal financing for their 256-unit apartment complex. According to the Texas A&M Real Estate Center, a nearly $30 million loan has been approved by the Department of Housing and Urban Development. The campus, to be called the Residence at Oakmont, will be built at the corner of Boonville and Pendleton. HUD loan offers a fixed interest rate for the 18-month construction period and subsequent 40-year term. Eight people were arrested on riot charges following a Saturday night fight at the Killeen Mall. Police still investigating what sparked the melee involving more than 30 people. Four adults and four juveniles were arrested. Police report no significant injuries or property damage. Driving around the Twin Cities becomes more time-consuming for many starting today. Texas A&M Transportation Services tweeted, for those driving through the construction zone of the new interchange by the airport at FM 60 and 2818, to watch out for workers and heavy vehicles will be near traffic in the next 2 weeks. Along the freeway in College Station, TxDOT reports exit ramps will be closed at the Fitch and Harvey exits at various times through Wednesday, weather permitting, to install new exit signs. At the intersection of University and Boonville, the City of Bryan reports there will be daily lane closures the next 2 weeks, again weather permitting, due to utility work associated with extending University to the east. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 8, the temperature is 75. News brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville and is insured by the FDIC and is an equal housing lender.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. We're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
75 years ago, farmers, ranchers, and rural communities working together helped to electrify the continental United States. From east to west, hundreds of communities formed member-owned, not-for-profit cooperatives all across rural America. Now, co-ops, still guided by the mission of providing safe, reliable, and affordable electricity, are bringing solar power to communities just like ours. Mid-South Synergy is proud to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop. Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church.
Have you ever been tired? I mean, really tired. Have you ever been so tired that you just wanted to start over? Jesus says in Matthew 11, verse 28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls."
Explore more at Life Church Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:39. Infomaniacs win the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota, a New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Satellite radar this morning showing a little bit of cloudiness, moisture drifting off the Gulf of Mexico into the state. Today we'll see clouds and some sun. There's the chance for a shower or storm, highs 90 to 95. These storms end tonight. We're mostly cloudy overnight, 75. Turning partly sunny tomorrow with a chance for some showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 90 to 95. Partly sunny Wednesday, maybe a shower or thunderstorm, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Brazos Valley Bombers maintain their TCL lead with a win over the Texarkana Twins. Meanwhile, the Rangers claim the series overall but drop their final game to the Royals in Kansas City, while the Astros beat the Twins to maintain their AL West lead. And Roger Federer is the big winner out at Wimbledon for a record 8th title. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Well, of course, Bill Oliver with us again this morning. Bill broke the news last week on Beyonce's kiddos, and so we have an update now. Beyonce has outdone herself once again. The diva has sent the Twitterverse into a tailspin by posting the first photos of her newborn twins with hubby Jay-Z. The proud mom showed off little Sir Carter and Rumi when they turned 1 month old last Friday and wore flowing pastel drape in front of a floral arbor with the ocean in the background.
How nice.
Pamela Redmond Satran from Nameberry tells Yahoo that Rumi is a Japanese name that means beauty and flow, and the little girl follows in Big Sister Blue Ivy's footsteps because it also represents a blue gemstone. Meanwhile, Sir is a name that commands respect and also happens to be the one of dear old dad's favorite rappers, Sir the Baptist. Who knew? press time, the photos racked up 9.6 million likes on Instagram.
Is that all?
Yeah, well, of course, I don't know when this happened, but I'm sure we've probably reached 10 million now.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Out of Houston, a private ambulance company filed a lawsuit in Harris County this week. In a court filing, Republic EMS took aim at their competitor, City Ambulance Services. Republic EMS accused City Ambulance Services of vandalizing their vehicles.
Ambulance wars.
Shooting out windows, cutting brake lines, installing tracking devices over the course of some months in 2016. Republic EMS said that they spent nearly $100,000 securing their vehicles as a result. Mm-hmm.
That's a new movie line for Schwarzenegger, maybe, or Willis.
I could see that could happen. It is fortunate that no patient has died or has been seriously injured as a result of this vandalism perpetrated by City Ambulance upon Republic Ambulance, according to the lawsuit. We'll see how all that goes.
How petty does he get, you know?
Well, that it says here, it's very cutthroat, says one of them. It's something Al Capone and his crew would do. This is a revenge-type deal, and they're using the court seeking revenge. That's not the way you're supposed to do things.
Not to disparage wrecking tow trucks.
Yeah. After all, because they, you know, you hear about towing wars, right? Wasn't that a TV show?
I think so, yeah. Mm. Well, you know, cutthroat is not what you want to hear when you're heading into an ambulance.
That's really
true.
That's probably right. All right, so it's going to be hot today. Yesterday was National Ice Cream Day, as we talked about. So did you give in to the ice cream guilt? There's a new survey that found that 70% of us have craved ice cream at least once in the last month, and almost a quarter of us crave it daily. But 60% of us resist those urges of ice cream, mostly because we're worried about our weight. So here are five stats. And by the way, as Mr. Downs patted himself on the back to remind us, you know, we have a freezer here that's full of ice cream-type products.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're getting the right ones in there, as opposed to the young lady who went and got the wrong ones. But nonetheless.
To cool down temperatures.
That's right. Anytime you want some here at the Bryan Broadcasting employees, they get a chance to do that. So, our top three reasons for avoiding ice cream: too many calories, too much sugar, and too much fat. 62% of us have eaten way more ice cream in a single sitting than we meant to at least once in our lives. Only
never.
62%?
Never, never, ever, 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 never, never, ever.
Today, by the way, is Peach Ice Cream Day, if you want to celebrate that. Hello?
Well, first, the answer is yes. I did do ice cream yesterday. And second, 9.6 million likes is still 4 billion I couldn't care less of.
Yeah,
that's true.
I would agree. So good. Thank you for letting us know that you did, in fact, celebrate Ice Cream Day yesterday. 52% of us said that eating ice cream makes us feel guiltier than skipping an exercise.
What's the percentage?
52% said that they're guiltier eating ice cream than if they decided not to go to the workout that they were planning.
See, I don't know about that, because I think if you're going to go to a workout, you're in that mindset and you feel guilty because you're going, I'm just
and they're only pulling
go.
Those, it sounds like, who do workouts.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, exactly.
Very true.
We have to talk about that group who never even thought about the workout and how would
the
you equate
the 99.9% of us.
Yeah, how would you equate ice cream with a workout? 56% said it makes them feel guiltier than binge-watching TV on a nice day. 61% says it makes them feel guiltier than being late to work. Nearly 20% of us routinely avoid the ice cream section of the grocery store, and 45% said that they don't want to be tempted, while about a third do it because they don't want to gain weight. You don't gain weight walking down the aisle, okay?
No.
You have to open the door and take it. And put it in your basket and take it home and eat it.
Well, you know, that's my thing. That's what I'm saying is that, like, these people are saying they feel guilty about these things, but those are things you're thinking of when they happen. When you're eating ice cream, that's all you're thinking
of. That's true.
You're not feeling guilty. You're loving that ice cream.
Here are your top five ice cream toppings. They are chocolate fudge or another flavored sauce, chocolate chips, nuts, whipped cream, and some sort of chocolate candy. Well, that doesn't help any.
No.
Especially if you're dealing with the guilt thing.
Trying to not feel guilty.
You know, if you just get good ice cream, do you have to put that stuff on top of
exactly.
it?
Exactly. Right. Unless you're doing a banana split.
9% said they prefer ice cream just plain with no toppings, and that makes absolute sense.
Exactly.
7:45.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details.
Offer ends July 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's fun to listen to kids talk about their dreams. They don't think in terms of what's realistic or logical. They just enjoy imagining fun new ideas about all that could be. The bigger and more outlandish the dream, the better. They talk about what they want to do with their lives, as if anything is possible. Unfortunately, that's usually when a well-meaning parent enters the scene and pours cold water all over everything. The reason is always the same, to protect their children. Many parents keep their children's heads out of the clouds by locking their feet to the ground. But I don't think rushing in to squash your kids' dreams is a great idea. Until you have to intervene, let other influences take their course. Some of their dreams may die on their own. Sooner or later, your children will have to face some harsh realities about what it will really take to make their dreams come true. When they do, they'll either be inspired to work harder, or they may decide to choose a different direction. That budding engineer might suddenly see the importance of getting his 8th grade math homework done. And your daughter might learn that she doesn't have what it takes to pursue the world record she's been talking about. Mom and Dad, encourage your children to pursue their dreams. Help them discover their deepest passion. And maybe, just maybe, they'll achieve more than even they could have dreamed of. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit beefy, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-590-7516. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-590-7516. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-590-7516. 800-590-7516.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:50. Well, out of Nutrabolt, the Brazos Valley Bombers defeated the Texarkana Twins 3-2 thanks to a stellar performance from starting pitcher Michael Machma. Here's Coach Trey Porras.
We feel like we have a couple of aces on this team, and Big Mike is definitely one of them. The way that he pitched tonight, the way he was in command, in control of every situation, you see in the bottom of the or in the top of the first inning, when they get the first two guys on and are willing to bunt with their three hole in the first, man, that's a sign of respect.
Machma would pitch a complete game, giving up only two runs on four hits. The win is Machma's fifth win of the season and improves the Bombers' record to 23-12. The Bombers next hit the road to take on the Texas Marshals in Plano tonight. First pitch is scheduled for 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the game on Willie 1550. In Major League Baseball,
ground ball weakly hit right side to his right, Gurriel. He has it underhands to Giles. He gets the first, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 2 out of 3 in the series as they defeat the Minnesota Twins by a final of 5-3.
Mike Fiers struck out a season-high 11 over 7 strong innings, and the Houston Astros beat the Minnesota Twins 5-3. The Astros start a fresh 3-game series with the Mariners tonight at Minute Maid. First pitch for that one's at 7:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Kansas City, Texas right fielder Shin-Soo Choo lost Lorenzo Cain's routine fly in the sun, and the ball glanced off his glove for an RBI single with 2 outs in the 9th inning that lifted the Kansas City Royals over the Rangers 4-3. Choo tried to shield his eyes, but even sunglasses didn't help on Cain's sliced fly ball. The Royals snapped a 5-game losing streak and also ended a 12-game skid against the Rangers. The Rangers look to bounce back in Baltimore today as they take on the Orioles. First pitch is at 6:05 p.m., and you can catch that game on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In the NFL, Houston Texans running back Deontay Foreman has been arrested on drug and weapons charges. A statement from the University of Texas Police Department in Austin said officers answered a report of the smell of marijuana outside a campus dormitory about 12:30 a.m. Sunday. They found 3 occupied vehicles with marijuana in each and a firearm in one of them. Foreman was among those in the vehicle and was identified by police as the owner of the firearm. In the NBA, Lonzo Ball and the Lakers got off to a fast start. Dennis Smith Jr. and the Mavericks had a strong finish, but the Lakers held on for a 108-98 victory over the Mavericks in the semifinals of the Las Vegas Summer League. The Lakers will meet the Trailblazers in the championship game tonight. Out of the PGA's John Deere Classic, Bryson DeChambeau stormed back from 4 shots down to win the contest and earn a spot in this week's British Open. The 23-year-old DeChambeau birdied 4 of the final 6 holes for a 6-under 65 and an 18-under total. He birdied the final hole for his first career victory, 1 shot ahead of third-round leader Patrick Rogers. And Roger Federer has won his record 8th Wimbledon men's singles title, breaking a tie with Pete Sampras and William Renshaw. The third-seeded Federer needed just 101 minutes to complete a victory over Marin Cilic. It's the 19th Grand Slam crown for Federer, whose first major title came at Wimbledon in 2003. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It's time for the deal of the day. Thanks to the good folks at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2014 Ford F-150. It's got the 5.0 engine, and it's very clean. 39,000 miles for just $26,794. Again, that's a 2014 for $26,794. And you can find more about that vehicle and all the vehicles they have, for that matter, online, which is also where you can find the link to Texas Custom Outfitters. It's at teamofnavasota.com, or you can find them. They're just south of town in Navasota, right next to Sioux Falls Prater on Highway 6. It's Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, I'm Cody Hall, owner of Brazos Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across town or across the state, we make your move as stress-free as possible. And that's why we've been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Brazos Moving and Storage is fully licensed and insured, and our moving professionals carefully wrap and secure your items for a safe transit. Before your move, we'll give you a comprehensive and accurate cost estimate so there are no surprises. Get your free estimate now at BrazosMovingAndStorage.com. Brazos Moving and Storage, always faster and cheaper, guaranteed.
Let's think about staying cool here in July. It's Christmas in July at Amish Furniture for Generations. Really what that means is Kent wants to get the inventory cleared out because he's got new floor models that are going to be coming in. And so as a result, you get some great savings. Floor model sale of savings of up to 25% off selected items that they've got in stock on the floor. And again, because Kent has new items he wants to be able to show, he needs to clear out what he has. Of course, it's all handcrafted pieces that are made of solid oak or cherry and maple woods combined with special attention to detail that you get from Amish craftsmen. Every piece of furniture can become an heirloom at Amish Furniture for Generations. So now's a good time to stop in and have a look at what Kent wants to get off the floor so that there'll be new items coming in. So we'll call it Christmas in July. And again, floor model savings up to 25% off selected items. Amish Furniture for Generations is located on Boonville Road, just past Kroger. You can give them a call if you want to, 774-4500. All furniture made in the U.S. by Amish craftsmen at Amish Furniture for Generations.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
I get a chance to talk to Jen Zweiker just about every week. She comes in here and she gives us tips and tricks and all kinds of stuff like that because she's an expert. In fact, the entire team over there at Zweiker & Associates are experts when it comes to real estate. Whether you're buying or you're selling, it doesn't matter. They know what you need to know to get your house sold or to find the house that you want to buy that's going to be the house that you want to live in for many years to come. It's very easy to get in touch with them. All you got to do is check them out online. ZARealEstate.com is where you do it. They have the tips and tricks you need to help upkeep your house if you're looking to sell it and maybe you're not around. Things that'll make the house stay in good condition so that people want to buy it when they're looking to buy a house. If you're looking to buy, they know the market inside and out so they can help you find what you're looking for in a price range that is going to be comfortable for you. Check them out. They are the experts and the ones you want to talk to. ZARealEstate.com is where you go to get in touch with Jen and the team. That's ZARealEstate.com to get in touch with Zweiker & Associates.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Prisoners in England are ticked. They are not happy with a new government ban on smoking in prisons. Several jails have already adopted the policy, meaning others are, well, rioting in hopes to stop this madness that has taken over all the prisons. Now, one inmate at a woman's prison describes what happened the first week of the ban. Quote, "We got all the leaflets about how the ban was going to happen. First, the shop would stop selling tobacco, and then the total ban would come in. Within the first week of the shop stopping selling, there was a riot." End quote.
Mm-hmm.
Loads of prisoners refused to go back to their cells. There was pure mayhem. There were women screaming and shouting and sitting on the roofs of blocks. After it calmed down, a lot of those involved were then transferred probably to prisons where they could smoke. Oh, sure. Anyway, she said if they know stopping smoking is going to cause so much trouble, why are they pushing it ahead? If women in an open prison riot, then what are all the men in the maximum security jail going to do?
Yeah.
End quote. The very idea that people in prison might have some of their rights taken away. I just, man.
Oh, the humanity. Idea.
Exactly.
That's what I was thinking.
Does it end? Speaking of which, ESPN announced over the weekend they have decided to televise O.J. Simpson's parole hearing in Carson City, Nevada. It's coming up this Thursday. They're going to cover it live.
Because no one else is?
Huh. I guess.
Thursday.
Yep. Starts at noon local time right here. Deadline reports that they are not the only ones. They close to 30 news organizations have registered to at least cover the event at either Carson City or the Lovelock Correctional Center in Lovelock, Nevada, where O.J. is currently behind bars. So now what are they going to do?
That'll be as exciting as a slow speed chase.
Yes, oh, yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, New York Post page 6 gossip column reported that OJ is afraid that pressure from the media could impact the outcome of the hearing. He thinks that he deserves his parole. Oh, really? I'm shocked he thinks he deserves to be paroled.
Right?
After all, he's been clean for 9 years, hasn't had any write-ups, took all the programs and classes.
Well, he's not been in a British prison either.
Yeah. That's also true. He's gotten to smoke if he wanted to. Anyhow, the media still portrays him in a negative light. Imagine that! Because he was acquitted of the murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman. And the thing is, he's been in prison, so he hasn't been able to look for the real killers.
Oh, yeah.
So I guess that's
why they haven't been found.
Need to let him out so he can look for the real killers.
Zero mention whatsoever about the time he went into the Las Vegas hotel room, smashed it in, and started demanding his memorabilia back.
That's right. Well, of course, that's why he's
there. The reason he's in prison.
That's it. So anyhow, it'll be televised on Thursday at noon if you've got nothing else to do. As far as the weather's concerned, well, more of the same. It's going to be warm today. We're probably about 96 or so. It's the heat index. It'll be up above that. There's a slight chance of some pop-up showers today and for the first couple of days of this week. But right now, we've got 75 degrees at 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.